World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, actually, I was in a pretty good mood till about 5 minutes ago when this, you know, I lost my computer when I was in Orlando, wherever the heck I was, I lost my computer. Got a new one, and it freezes up on me. So I was in good shape till then. Thank God I got my other computer over here. I'll shut this thing down and see exactly. Hey, welcome. I'm going to take a little bit different tack on you today. I hope you'll like it and you'll hang in there with us. Lot going on. Thank God to Ray and those guys been down there in all the way from Wisconsin down to Swannanoa, and they're on the way home. They're on the way home. Ray, how long a ride is that for you guys?
15 hours.
50? Are you going?
We got two drivers. Pardon?
Well, keep on going, man. Appreciate all you've done down there. Do you have a full report? Anything you'd like to share here, real quick, Ray?
Hang on a second.
Lord, we just pray that the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart bring glory and honor to you, and that we advance the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Ray. Sorry.
The only thing, Dave, is like all the others that have gone before us down there with Betty and Greg Nichols and the rest of them, the devastation is still overwhelming. And the people are in desperate need, but they're also wide open to
the gospel.
A hug. Give me a hug. We love you and share the Bible with them and give them some hope. And you know, Cowboy Davis, that's his mission. Yeah.
Yep. And the shysters are rolling in, aren't they, Ray? All the shysters are coming in.
Well, I didn't see a whole lot. And you get some, you know, but sometimes it's hard to tell. But most of the time, the people have great, good hearts, and they're in just. I ran into this Colombian guy, and a lot of them hardly speak English. All he says is, "I'm here. I want work." So they're not here for a handout. They want to work. They want to, you know. So that touched our hearts too. You know, share the gospel with people like that. So it was good.
It's what I say though, Ray. you got to see it to believe it, don't you, brother? I mean, you got
to. Amen to that.
Now, I did see something yesterday, friends. This is really, really good news. There aren't very many people living in tents anymore. They've got them out of tents. And I don't know if you saw this. President Trump pulled money back that they were sending to the Ukraine and dedicated that money down to – did you folks see that? President Trump yesterday said, stop giving all that money to whoever. No more – I wish I could find it. So maybe somebody can look for it. No foreign aid. A pause on all foreign aid. Oh, except Israel, of course. A pause on all foreign aid, and that money goes down to North Carolina, the people in North Carolina. So a lot of good things going on. Ray, I appreciate your hard work and everything that you've done, the sacrifices you've made. And I know that, hey, friends, just there's a lot of confusion. Let me go there real quick. The confusion in America is really like nothing I've ever seen. And I think that one of the issues that we're dealing with is how do you know who to trust? How do you know who to trust? I'll be honest with you. I've been a pretty big Donald Trump promoter. Go Trump. Can I tell you the truth? I don't know if I trust him. I really don't know if I trust him. Can I tell you why I don't know if I why I don't trust him? Because I'm not sure where he is spiritually. I don't know where he is spiritually. And the problems that we face, and no matter how much business sense he has, no matter how much of a lesson he's learned from the past, no matter where is this guy spiritually? And I don't know. Now, hang on a minute. Because people said, well, Coach, you should have been promoting him. I said, listen, here's what I said all along. He's better than Biden. He's better than those demonic people around Biden. But let me ask you something. Is he really? Because look now, look. Why? Why would you say that? Well, because I could be a really, really, this happened to me early in my coaching career. I went to London High School. I've shared this with you, but stay with me. This is important. It was 1989. I left Heath High School and I went to London High School to take over that football program. And I had when I went there, I had no loyalty. I didn't take a coach with me, if you know what that means. I didn't do that. I wasn't able to do it. They hired me as head football coach, and I inherited the coaching staff that was already there. And I was naive, and I thought we were all pushing in the same direction, only to find out in the first year, I was being undermined from within, from our coaches, because they were all buddies, and they didn't like the fact that I'd come in. Picture Washington, D.C. with me. Picture Washington, D.C. Everybody liked the way everything was going at London. So they brought me in. Now, here's the thing. London wasn't winning, and everybody wanted to win. And even those guys in that inner circle wanted to win, but they wanted to win their way. Who was this interloper that comes in from Licking County, comes in here and coaches? And it took me about halfway through the first year to realize, daggone, these guys are undermining me. They're undermining me. Then my second term started when I reconnected with my dear friend, Coach Norm Emmett, Coach E, who was already there teaching school, but he wasn't coaching football. And he and I had some affiliation before and drank a few beers together. And I knew Norm. I trusted Norm. And we kind of team taught. Stay with me now. We kind of team taught special education. And Norm, I was on one, there was a wall separating Norm and I in our classrooms, and some people called it the moron pen. I'm sorry, but it was special education, call them special needs now. Anyway, most of them, by the way, most of those special needs is kids can't read. They never learned to read. They kept passing them on. Anyway, I'm getting away from it. And I'll never forget the day that Norm walked around that corner. I can see in my mind's eye, walked around, came, knocked on the door, came in my classroom. I'm sitting at my desk, and he says, "Hey, coach," he said, "I think I'd like to start coaching again." And I said, "For me? Yeah. I like what you're doing. I think I want to start coaching again." And I'm going to tell you something. Everything changed. Now I had a right-hand man, and I went through the process of getting rid of all those other dirty guys for whatever reason. Other agendas, right? Other agendas. And I compare that to President Trump. When he first came in, he took over a new program with all the assistant coaches. But now he's come back in. His eyes are open, I think, and he knows who the good assistants were and the good assistants weren't. And we better understand this, friends. For the most part, everybody has their own agenda. Every assistant coach at Ohio State University wants to be a head coach somewhere. They all have their own agenda. We all do when it gets down to us, the advancement of ourselves and our goal. It's rare to find someone who is selfless, who will do whatever needs to be done to advance the ball. That's what Norm Emmett was for me. Norm wasn't about him. He was about us. And I knew now for the first time that I had somebody beside me that I could trust, that when I ran something by him, he would tell me the truth. And he would protect my back. And he would, are you with me? So here we are in a second term of Donald Trump. And now he's got this whole new coaching staff in there. I'm going to tell you something. If he doesn't know the Lord, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And I think it's really, really critical for us to hold him accountable. Hey, I'm not in Trump's always right. I look at a lot of stuff going on. I say, whoa, doing a lot of this AI stuff, a lot of crazy stuff going on, folks. And can I tell you what my concern is? Where does he stand with Jesus? Where does he stand with Jesus? But there was one thing that was really, really encouraging to me is when that Episcopal witch got in front of him yesterday, and was it yesterday? I lose track of time. When that Episcopal witch, you know who I'm talking about. Spencer, can you find that Episcopal witch? See if you can look up that the Episcopal, a woman Episcopal bishop. can anybody think of anything more wrong than that? A female Episcopal bishop. when she got in front of, she got her chance to take her, there it is. When she got a chance to take her jabs at the president, now maybe he got mad because she was taking her jabs at him. But you know what he said? He said, that ain't no preacher. That ain't no preacher. So he had the discernment to understand there's something wrong with this lady, something wrong with it, right? And he went at it pretty hard. So I thought, well, good, good. Number one, at least he saw it, and at least he spoke out against it. Now, did he speak out against it because she was making him look bad? Maybe. That could have been the rationale. But he was smart enough to look at that thing and say, that ain't a Christian woman. That ain't a Christian woman. That sure isn't, right? So he has some discernment in him. And I come back again to where we are. What kind of, who has his ear? Who is in his inner circle? Because, friends, I can tell you this. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man. Anybody trust Elon Musk? I think he's brilliant. Is he saved? Does he know Jesus? Because there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end result is death and destruction. And now I'm looking about this new AI. Let me, well, hang on here a second. Let me find it here. This new AI stuff that they want to bring in. Have you guys followed all that? How about go up number 10? How about go to number 10 here real quickly? Folks, look, I want you to know this. I'm not a Trump whatever. I'm not. Look, this is AI grid and mRNA shots announced on Trump's second day in office. Remember, not everybody has the same agenda. It sounds good. If you don't have the discernment, you mean we can end diseases? Are you kidding me? How about this? They're coming up with a cure for cancer, an artificial intelligence cure for cancer. Who can be against that? Me? I can be against it, right? So just play this here. This is about 5 minutes. This is Greg Reese. Is this good? Is this good? AI mRNA shots? You got to keep our eyes open. Go ahead and play it real quick. It's played at 1.5 speed. That'll be good. It's 5 minutes and 6 minutes, 1.5 speed. I'm sitting and I'm watching it. I'm saying, what the hell? Go ahead.
At his very first press conference, President Trump announced plans for an AI healthcare system that can cure cancer. Artificial intelligence will create a gene sequence from everyone's blood sample.
Hang on. See, Satan always comes as an angel of light. Oh, can cure cancer? Oh, wow. Well, give it to us, please. If it'll cure, right? And we miss the important things. We miss the important things. Oracle's Larry Ellison says AI-driven cancer vaccine could be coming as soon as Donald Trump announces a $500 billion investment. What? Go ahead.
Artificial and determine what kind of cancer
will create. Go ahead. Hold on. It'll determine what kind of cancer you have, future, and we're going to make a vaccine for you. Go ahead.
You will die from in the future without their vaccine.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems.
Stop. Who is he listening to? He said, I hear all these wonderful things. Huh? What? Some experts? What? Are they saved experts? Are they experts driven and led by the Holy Spirit of God? See, this happened to him the last time. Who could be against curing cancer? Satan always comes as an angel of light. I got my antenna up. Go ahead.
AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, etc.
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll join maybe some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate.
One of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing, is our cancer vaccine. It's very interesting.
Are those guys believers? Are those two little weasels standing beside that guy, are they believers? Does Donald Trump have the spiritual discernment to say, wait a minute, do those people serve the Lord? Are those people saved? I don't think he has a discernment. I think it's available to him. I don't think he has it. Go ahead.
It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. and using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers
on,
that are
on,
actually serious.
Hang on. So AI must be a good thing, right? Then AI is a good thing because it can determine cancer. It can cure you. Who would be against that? Go ahead.
Threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor,
what?
You can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer.
And it will only take 48 hours to make your custom vaccine. So the idea of safety trials doesn't even exist anymore.
And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again, using AI in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
Oh, let's get it! Let's get it!
Yeah, just one second, we'll finish up. But you know, these are highly respected guys. I was shocked with Larry because I don't think Larry does
it. Freeze it. Highly respected by whom? These are highly respected guys. Who's Donald Trump's Norm Emmett's? Who's Donald Trump's guy who's standing beside him who's got his back? Who is it? Folks, who is that guy? These are highly respected people. I don't respect them. Do you respect them? Because they're a doctor? Until we have spiritual discernment to understand that not everything that looks good is good. Camel's nose under the tent. Boy, I'm seeing it. Keep going.
Stuff. You did a very good job for a guy that doesn't do it much, right? But he's so respected, and the group. And
he's so respected.
It's really an honor. But, for Larry to be here and do this is very unusual because he doesn't do this stuff. He doesn't need it. He does, and you don't need it, do you? You don't need it. But I think it's an honor to the country. It's a great honor that this group. These are the top people that they.
Hang on. Do they know Jesus Christ? If they don't know Jesus Christ, they ain't the top people. I'm sorry, they are not the top people. And see, we have gotten to the point where we so honor intelligence. Intelligence, the experts, that they don't have the ability to discern the truth. Bible says they can't discern truth from lies. They can't discern it. Is President Trump, what spiritual man is standing beside President Trump and say, hey, President Trump, President, have you ever heard about the mark of the beast? I don't know if this is the mark of the beast. Is somebody talking to him about that? Has anybody sat down with President Trump and said, hey, President Trump, listen, this may be uncomfortable for you because I know that, I know you have your son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is really, really valuable to your administration. But President Trump, do you understand what Zionism is, Mr. President? Does he know this? Is anybody telling him this? Is he hearing this? Paula White, maybe. Maybe he's hearing it from his once political, I'm sorry, religious advisor, Paula White. You understand some? How do you think? Wouldn't it be great for Donald Trump to sit down and listen to Coach Dave live for about 2 weeks? Wouldn't that be good? Would it be possible his spiritual eyes would open? I thank God Donald Trump is president. I thank God that wicked Biden administration is gone. But I've lived this, baby. Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm just the most respected guys. These guys are just the most respected. By who? They don't even know Jesus. Why would I respect them? Oh, they're experts in their field. Is Jesus in their field? Do they have the discernment of the Holy Spirit? Go ahead and finish it. Hang on a minute. You didn't expect this from me, did you? You didn't expect me. You think I'm up Trump's butt? Mm-mm. We're all watchmen on the wall, baby. We're all watchmen on the wall. Don't you ever forget this, that Satan comes as an angel of light. And if he can't get in through Biden, he's going to try to get in through Trump.
Amen.
And we are the ones. We are the caretakers. We are the watchmen. We are the watchmen on the wall that need to point out, no, sir, that is wicked. Donald Trump needs a Norm Emmett's. Donald Trump needs a Norm Emmett's. Keep going.
They're going to do it here, and we're going to make it as easy as it can be.
Larry Ellison is the founder of Oracle, who is already building 10 data centers in Texas to revolutionize the healthcare industry with 48-hour AI vaccines and to keep the peace through mass surveillance and drones.
During a recent Oracle Q&A, Ellison said AI will soon play a major role in monitoring society through a vast network of interconnected cameras, including security systems, police body cams, and vehicle dash cams.
Everyone with seats, your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior.
Folks, do you understand what they're saying? They're going to be constantly watching. Oh, we'll get the bad guys. We'll have the camera on the bad guys. Don't worry about it. They won't get away with it. We got those bad guys. Yeah, but what happens when the other team gets in charge and then we become the bad guys? Can you say J6? Can you say lock them up and throw away the key? Keep going.
Because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Ellison's vision is for AI to analyze data from this network of cameras in real time in an attempt to prevent crime while also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society.
We have drones. If there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. No, you just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very simple.
Trump has been advocating for this since 2000.
Listen, if you don't have any discernment, this all sounds good. It all sounds good. Oh, no more high-speed. You mean we can just fly a drone in? Oh, that would be so good, right? If you don't have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, all seems good. The biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. Says who? Says who we need it? These are the people that have Trump's ear. Go ahead.
2016.
The biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Meanwhile, the president of the United States is making billions on his meme coin.
Where is it today?
You made a lot of money, sir.
How much?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion, that's peanuts for these guys.
Greg Reese, okay, reporting.
Get it off there. So ask yourself this. Can good men be deceived? Can a good man be deceived without the Holy Spirit? Is it possible? By the way, Jesus told us that if it were possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived for the things coming upon the earth. Somebody with me? Anybody out there with me? Right?
So, amen.
So look, man, hey. I'm glad Biden's gone. I'm glad Trump's in there. But boys and girls, we need our antenna up now more than ever. More than ever. Now. Now.
Amen.
I'm telling you, baby. I'm telling you. We are at the crossroads right now. This is a, what did Ronald Reagan call it? Morning in America. Now it's noon in America. It's good. But folks, which way are we going to go with it? Are we going to go apart from Christ? Are we going to have knowledge apart from Christ and apart from truth? I didn't vote that in office. I didn't. I voted against Biden and all that mess that was going on there. And I voted for Donald Trump because he said to the church, come on in, come on in, come on in. And Donald Trump had the discernment to know that that wicked woman was not a Christian. He had that discernment. But is he one? George, come on in. George Howard, come on in.
Yeah, I mean, with watching that, it drove me crazy because everything that you see now, it's all big tech, rich billionaires that seem to be turning medicine. It's all about the money.
Really, really good people, right? I hear really, really good things. They're doing really, really well. Well, he doesn't know.
Right. But the thing is, when you listen to them also, it's all about the symptom. It's not about the problem itself and getting to the root of the issue. The root of the issue, and I hope Robert Kennedy stands forth, but they need to listen to more proven healthcare people. And nothing against medical doctors, but again, it's all symptom-driven system. You have to get back to the things that they are chemicalizing us with through food, water, air, everything. But the thing is, you know, they changed they're putting out the thing that we're going to get rid of red dye number 40 or whatever it is. They're saying it's going to take 2 years. You've got a food industry that is doing it right now across this planet of ours. Okay. that are already doing it. I can see maybe taking a month, switch over, but not 2 years. And, you know, to listen to that whole thing, it's all about, you know, the big tech, you know, AI stuff when it's not that. God created everything for us. God made it.
The real smart people, the real respected people, right? Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Right.
So look, I could get an assistant football coach who's a real, real respected person, really, really, really high thought of, except he coaches drum majorettes. I mean, he's well respected, but he don't know the first damn thing about football. But he's well respected in his field. He can really teach him to twirl that baton and catch it. Well, that's good, but that doesn't help me. And folks, this is the stuff we have to be. We got to be worried about this. Now look, I'm not jumping the shark on Trump, but I'm telling you, without the discernment of the Holy Spirit, this ain't all going to be good. Craig, come on in.
We talked about this in the after show, Coach, and so many of us are not really understanding what artificial intelligence is. It's self-learning. In other words, you set the parameters up for the machine to teach itself beyond the capabilities and borders that you might put in there, okay?
Well, plus it's just logic, right, Craig? It's just logic. A, B, C, it's just logic. There's no morality in artificial intelligence.
Right, there's no, okay, there's no spirit. There's no soul, okay? But here's the thing. So I put in the chat, there's different references. We need to understand, one is these computers make billions of decisions. I mean, they can do a billion thoughts in a second, okay? It can do a billion math problems in a second. And what it does is it provides, in the short term, it's the housing for the fallen entities. Mm-hmm. When the fallen entities came and went in the daughters of men and Enoch, they gave man information that man was never supposed to have. Remember, it was the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't the tree of apple. Tree of knowledge. Okay.
Good and evil. Of good and right. evil, right?
So basically, as your body holds the Holy Spirit, okay, these AI computers are the residency for the fallen to come in and interact with mankind.
Amen.
And look up the definition of one of the companies, Oracle. Have Spencer pull up what Oracle is and read what the definition is. And then what's the name of the company that just got started, Trump said? It's called Stargate. Stars are associated with angels in the Bible. I put that in the chat. You can look at it. Okay. The stars in Revelation 1, the stars are defined as the mystery of the angels over the seven churches, which are the lampstands. And so they're angels. And what is Stargate? Star angel gateway, a gateway for the fallen. That's the name of the mission of this company. And look at what Oracle is, one of the main components.
Among pagans, the answer of a god or some person reputed to be a god to an inquiry made respecting some affair of importance, usually respecting some future event. The deity, Oracle, is the deity who gave or was supposed to give answers to inquiries, the place where the answers were given. Among Christians, oracles in the plural denotes the communication related revelations or messages delivered by God to his prophets. In this sense, it's rarely used in the singular. We say the oracles of God, divine oracles, meaning the scriptures. The oracle is the sanctuary or most holy place in the temple in which was deposited the Ark of the Covenant. Any person, an oracle is any person or place where certain decisions are obtained. An oracle is any person reputed uncommonly wise. Trump told us that. He just told us that. These are really, really smart guys, right? Whose determinations are not disputed. You can't argue with them. They're really, really smart guys. They're science. They follow the science. They're really, really smart people. Don't do your own research or whose opinions are of great authority. A wise sentence or decision of a great authority. Boom, Craig. Judd, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. It's good stuff. You know, experience is the best teacher. As we learn these things, I remember as a true freshman, I got on the field against the University of Wisconsin, and my coach was yelling at me, "Do not break outside contain. Do not break outside contain. Do not fall for the head fake. Do not break outside contain." I'm standing there. I'm outside the hash, outside the inside the numbers. And a Heisman Trophy candidate came running around the corner. His name was Terrell Fletcher. Terrell Fletcher did this little shake and bake move.
And they broke outside contain.
I bit to the inside shoulder, and he went 80 yards for a touchdown. And guess how many times after that I ever broke outside contain.
You learned your lesson, huh?
Never, ever, ever, ever again. And the serendipity or the story in this, on Inauguration Day, all the people that were sitting on the podium behind Donald Trump and those in the crowd, many people who opposed him, many people who committed treason, many, many people who did things against the will of the people and against God. And they all didn't want to be there. My question is, who made them be there? And who watched many of them squirm?
Michelle Obama didn't come. She had the courage to not come.
Well, there's another story to that. But as we get into this and understand the people on the stage that were squirming, there was a story being told. And I will say this. We all saw the story before the head fake. Some bit it, some didn't. We're being told the rest of the story for what these guys were planning. It has to be exposed, and it has to be exposed on a national level. I'll go back to this as right as rain. Someone said, "We're saving Israel for last." We're getting to those chapters. Between now and March, we're going to see a lot of stuff. People are going to be squealing, "Oh my God, we hired the Antichrist. Oh my God." I'm telling you what, they are exposing these guys. And if he didn't do what he just did, we wouldn't be talking about it and we wouldn't know. And these next chapters, these are the people now at the next level. Who were the people behind Francis Collins? Who were the people behind Dr. Fauci? Who are the people behind? I'm telling you what, he's now unveiling the money and the people at the higher levels who are behind the people who are going to get them. We look at this pattern. There's Catherine Hedridge. She's already down at Guantanamo Bay. She's already there. She's already getting ready to report. I'm telling you, right as rain, the people that are being put in the spotlight next are just on the list of people who are going to be flying to that little island.
Higher levels, higher devils.
Amen, Judah.
Higher levels, higher devils, folks.
Boom.
Judd, you said something, Judd, that was really profound. Really, who made George Bush show up? And huh? Why did he have to show up? Who made Obama? They could just say, "We ain't going. We don't like his SOB. We ain't going." Who made them show? Wow. Randy. Don't you love this show? I love this show.
Thank you, Judah. Amazing, thank you. Thank you, Judah. Truth
here. Maybe hard to chew, maybe hard to swallow. You love truth.
Yeah, Coach, you're tough minded, or you wouldn't even let this go this far. You had already stopped it. So I appreciate you, Coach. Everyone has to choose. They have to decide. But look, Coach, even if Trump knows or doesn't know, that's not even the issue. That's not even the issue. You got to look at things from God's perspective. We got to sit with him. Is he being overwhelmed with this AI and all this technology and these oligarchs? Or Coach, is he gathering evil for a purpose? Okay, your theology is going to kick in right here. Your eschatology, you're probably going to say, "Oh no, it's the end." Okay, good. You're just going to watch it happen. You will not be a changer. You will not be a player. But Coach, if you see yourself, anybody else fixing this thing other than yourself and you not being in the game and changing it, you're just a watcher. You're not a player. Your theology took you out of the game. So I beg people, look, don't look at this like, "Oh, it's the tribulation period. It's the end." I'm sorry. You're so far off. You'll just watch it all happen. Coach, we are in this time and day for a purpose, and we are the changers if we can see it.
Amen.
So I don't care what Donald Trump, if he gets faked out or not, he probably has got faked out. Yep, I'm not saying he's not, he's figured it all out. But, Coach, even if he doesn't know, God is gathering all this evil into one place.
Yes,
why now? Sure. Why the Tower of Babel now? Why? You think he's overwhelmed? Your theology is really messed up if you think that.
Oh, this is so good, isn't it? This is so good. This is so good. Oh, my goodness. There is, what do they call that? When it all comes together, huh? There's a, right now going on, there's a confusion, not
convergence.
What's that?
Convergence.
Convergence of things. I'm telling you, friends, I'm telling you, there is so much going on. Hang on, let me say it again. I voted for Trump. I support Trump. I got my eye on Trump. Huh? Oh, baby, could I have to say that, Lord? Lord, do I have to say that? Okay. He's a huge Zionist, baby. Oh, is he ever a huge Zionist?
Boom.
Huh? I'm not allowed to say that. People won't follow me anymore because they worship Israel. Well, he's right up their butt. Sorry. Come on in, Vinny. Do I still have any friends out there? Any friends left out there? I'm just telling you the truth. Open your eyes. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, Spencer, I put in a link. If you could just play that silently in the background. So Trump, so Coach, we all know that Trump is not in league with the worldwide child sex trafficking that everyone seems to ignore is happening.
I think he's against that. Do you think he's against child trafficking, Vinny?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. So he's at this party. Everyone's seen this video because they put this up in the video now. When he embraces Jeff, what does he do with his hand? He does a swirly motion. In other words, he's saying, look, this is a trafficker. He was telling that. There we go, right there.
Ah.
Boom. And so they were using this footage to say, oh, see, Trump is with Epstein by simple association, except he's there to point him out.
Hey, Vinny, here's what I'm looking at. Epstein's got his arms folded, man. He's holding it tight, isn't he? He's holding it tight. Huh?
Not very comfortable, is he?
No, he's not very comfortable here.
Boom.
Oh. Whoa, Vinny, that's a I love this show. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, I love this show too, Coach. I am so glad you're doing this morning. This is so needs to be the message. We've got to keep on it.
I give you
a perfect example. In my own life, I had my hand on my governor's shoulder the night before he got elected. And what I told him was, and what his response was, I said, tonight, mister, we are your biggest supporters. Tomorrow morning, we're going to hold you accountable because you are going to win. And we're going to be there. He said, do it. And you know what? His daughter became our biggest hurdle. And the Heritage Foundation circled him. And it took us 2 years to get to him. And he finally realized he was being circled. He got mad and swore up and down. But it's up to us to be the watchman. Now is the push, people. Now is the push. We are the power.
Okay, so hang on there. Dale, I'll be right with you as you shovel your snow down there. Hang on a second. Pull up number 9. Here's all I need to know. Hey, listen. You got to listen to which pigs are squealing. Folks, you got to listen to which pigs squeal. All right? Huh? Are you ready? You want to hear some squealing? Want to hear some squealing? Go ahead and play it.
Let's underline that. This is what
he over-delivered.
This is what his base wanted. And in reading the news accounts this morning, you learned that after J.D. Vance said that those rioters who beat the hell out of law enforcement officers.
No, they didn't beat the hell out of law enforcement.
Pardoned,
no, they didn't.
It was J.D. Vance who got attacked by the MAGA base, saying that all needed to be acquitted. And you are right. Donald Trump talked about this throughout the entire campaign. This is what America voted for. This is what Democrats warned of. This is what Donald Trump campaigned on. And this is what Americans voted for, and it's what they got. What I'm curious about, Jay Johnson, with obviously your background
Freeze it. See, there's Joe Scarborough sitting with all the old assistant coaches, right? Replaying the game film. Said if they'd have just passed it more. Oh, no. Scarborough knows he's gone down, folks. He's fighting for his life, right? Continuing to lie and play stuff, play images that we know were not true. Continuing to do that. Why? Because they want the old coach back in. So we have to balance this. Friends, they hate Trump. Why? Number two, how far can we trust Trump? We got to deal with both of those issues. Dale Socha, 8 inches of snow in New Orleans. Come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, let me just clarify the record. In my front yard, I had 10 inches. In New Orleans, I had 13. Okay. Anyway, which is crazy. Come pick up your weather. Let's just think about, had the 2020 election gone the other way and COVID and all of that cheating and Trump wins, right?
Yeah.
Who might be sitting in the White House today? Oh, I know. That Christian Mike Pence. That guy. You remember that guy? Right, yeah. Coach? Remember, he wouldn't sit in a room with a lady unless his wife was there. But trust but verify. Let me tell you what, Coach. President Donald Trump is not my spiritual advisor. I've never met the man. I don't know him. I've never ate at his table. I know you. I know many other people. I know people who are not saved that I would trust more. Why? Because I've seen their actions. But I do know this. We're happy in pompous stance with Mike Pence until that last action up in Washington. But had that not have happened, Coach, you want to talk about deception amongst Christians? He would have deceived all of us because we'd have thought we got our Christian in there.
Yeah, that's what we thought. That's what we thought, right? Oh, yeah.
Oh. Boom, not deal.
Hey. Not every one of who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Huh? Dave, I walked on you. Go ahead, Dave, and then I'll get Roger on. Go ahead, Dave Allison. No? I thought I saw you come in there, Dave. Roger.
Yeah, Coach. You know, they're all going down. And you got to ask yourself a question. Why is the former Fox News lady, Catherine Herridge, down in Guantanamo reporting from Camp Justice? Because there's inmates en route.
Remember, folks, don't ever forget this, right? Justice looks like revenge. Boom. Somebody can make a sign out of that. Justice looks like revenge.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine.
That's right. So look, hey, Spence, look up, go to Mr. Webster and look up vengeance or revenge. Vengeance. Vengeance. What is vengeance? Infliction of pain on another in return for an injury or offense. Such infliction, when it proceeds from malice or more resentment, and is not necessary for the purposes of what? Purposes of what? Justice. See, justice is not vengeance, friends. Pain will be inflicted by justice, not vengeance. But what are the ones who are having the justice brought down on them say? Oh, that's vengeance. That's vengeance. No. When such infliction proceeds from a mere love of justice and the necessity of punishing offenders for the support of laws, it is vengeance and it is warrantable and just. In this case, vengeance is a just retribution, recompense, or punishment. In this latter sense, the word used in Scripture and frequently applied to the punishments inflicted by God on sinners. Wow! Vengeance is a good thing! It's a good thing. Vengeance is justice. Vengeance is the fruit of justice, folks. Oh, let them off. Just let them off. Oh, come on. Let them off. They've been lifelong servants. Oh, come on. Just let them off. Right? Well, yeah. What about those guys who spent 4 months in jail? Bill Dunphy having his entire business destroyed. Huh? What about that? What about people who died? What about that? Huh? And this Joe Scarborough and the scumbags are still claiming it was a violent insurrection. They're still saying it. Still saying it. Joe Allen, come on in.
Now, there's a reason why there's a whole platoon of Marines and amphib unit moving down south.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Huh? Get prepared.
Hey, folks, vengeance is good. Vengeance is the fruit of justice. Judah.
Yeah, vengeance, retribution, all these things, revenge.
Hang on, Judd. Look up, put retribution in there. Go ahead, Judd. Spencer, go ahead and put retribution in there.
Anyways, vengeance, retribution, these topics, revenge, all of them. You know, they may be how man feels. I heard a really good talk yesterday. It was Juan was actually on a call, and every time he surprises me. But the thing that surprised me most was he was at an event, and President Trump looked right at him. President Trump wouldn't move until Juan saluted him. As soon as he saluted him, President Trump moved on. And Juan said yesterday, someone was barking at his tree and says, we're going to have vengeance. We're going to have revenge. We're going to have all this stuff. And Juan just stopped him and said, President Trump wants it to be justice.
Yeah.
He wants people to understand justice is good enough. To be able to say justice says everything that we need to say without having to go through the man's version. You know, God provides justice under the law. Problem is, we haven't had the law or the judicial system to back us up, but that is coming.
Amen. But
justice is good because you know what? The wheels of justice, they turn slow, but they grind fine.
They do turn. So retribution, which they tell us we can't do it, is repayment. Return accommodated to the action. It's a reward. It's compensation. It is a gratuity or present given for services in the place of a salary. The distribution of rewards and punishments at the general judgment. And a strong argument for the state of retribution hereafter, that in this world, virtuous persons are very often unfortunate and vicious persons prosperous. There must be restitution, right? Okay, let me pull another one up there real quick. That's what I was looking for. Pull up number 3. Wow. Whoever sent this to me, thank you. Thank you for sending this to me. It's Ecclesiastes. It's Rodney, maybe. Ecclesiastes 8 and 9. Ecclesiastes. If you want to right now, you could open your Bible if you got it in front of you like I do. Ecclesiastes 8 and 9. Huh? Go ahead and play it.
I have thought deeply about all that goes on here under the sun, where people have the power to hurt each other. I have seen wicked people buried with honor, yet they were the very ones who frequented the temple and are now praised in the same city where they committed their crimes. This too is meaningless. When a crime is not punished quickly, people feel it is safe to do wrong. But even though a person sins 100 times and still lives a long time, I know that those who fear God will be better off. The wicked will not prosper, for they do not fear God. Their days will never grow long like the evening shadows. And this is not all that is meaningless in our world. In this life, good people are often treated as though they were wicked, and wicked people are often treated as though they were good. This is so meaningless.
Keep going.
I have thought deeply about all that goes on here under the sun, where people have the power to hurt each other. I have seen wicked people buried with honor.
All right, you already did it. You already did it. Huh? How about that? How about that in Ecclesiastes? Huh? How about that? I got more stuff I could show you. Huh?
Coach, what chapter is that?
That's Ecclesiastes 8.
Verses?
Spencer, pull it up because I don't think they believe us.
It's Ecclesiastes 9.
Pull up Ecclesiastes 8 is what it was, and it's 9 through 14.
Sorry.
All this I have seen and applied my heart unto every... Is this King James? Yeah. And every work that is done under the sun, there's a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who'd come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done this. There's also vanity, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. You understand? Justice is supposed to be speedily. And because evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of sons of men is fully set to them to do evil. So they say, well, they're not going to do anything about it. I'm going to do something about it. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked. What? Ecclesiastes is judging people, calling them wicked? Neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow. Boys and girls, he didn't fear the Lord. And there's a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men to whom it happened according to the work of the wicked. Can you say J6? Can you say those people locked up, those pro-lifers? Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I say that this also is vanity.
Boom.
Don't you love the word, man? Don't you love the word? Kevin, come on in.
Remember many years ago, there used to be upwards of 100,000 sealed cases that were supposed to be adjudicated?
Yep.
Would that be part of what may be coming toward the thing down there at Guantanamo Bay?
It could, Kevin, it could very well be. Now, let me tell you something else. You know, sorry, Kevin, didn't mean to walk on you here. Donald Trump was supposed to yesterday, maybe it'll happen today, release the Kennedy files. Did you guys know that? Did you know that? See, the only way that we're going to clean up this mess is if they show us what happened. They show us everything that happened. All they did to us, the moon landing. All folks, listen to me. The Bible says there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. This is all coming out. Now, can I tell you this? Chaos is going to rule. When the people begin to see what they have done to us. My. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, I believe you. I believe that Trump is going to release that file on the JFK assassination. Yep. And Coach, the number one take should be that Zionists were the group that were responsible for it all.
You're going to find out.
And they changed their name immediately. This is all connected. AIPAC steps in with the new name, same people, same group. They're still there today. They still control. If Trump is a Zionist, and he could be, I'm not going to say he isn't, but if he is, and he releases that, Coach, then you're going to see who the enemy really is, and this is why we need it, and this is it. We'll find out how far Trump's going to let this be. You're going to see it go. We're going to find out pretty quick.
Okay, folks, listen. You better understand this, because some of your ears are stuck. Zionism is the love of fake Israel. I'm going to say that again. Zionism is the love and promotion of fake Israel. That's what Zionism is, all right? There's an awful lot of that going on. And what Randy is saying, what if we find, after this whole JFK thing comes out, we get the bottom of it, and I'll be daggone. Look who was at the bottom of it. Pull up number 6 real quick. Number 6. I see you, Kevin. I'll get you in here. Paul, I'll get you in here. Be ready a minute. I got to show you number 6 first. Huh? J6 prisoner has evidence proving Pelosi was behind J6. Go ahead and play it.
Okay, quick message number two. This one's important. So when I was locked up in D.C., again, Jan 6 are here. When I was locked up pre-trial, they basically denied us any access to evidence. For some reason, when they finally did give us access to evidence, I got access to evidence.com that nobody else was, except for us that were in D.C. at the time back in 2021, 22. When we got access to that, I was getting more information than most anybody else on the outside. Lawyers didn't see what we saw. When I came out, I managed to get myself bond where almost nobody else did once they were held pretrial in D.C. When I did, I had evidence, and I have it in my possession right now. Just got it out of my storage unit that shows that President Trump is right. Nancy Pelosi is directly responsible for what happened on January 6th. It is a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. More to come. I can prove Nancy Pelosi was responsible for this. Okay, quick part two, because I was asked to do this. The evidence that I have about January 6th being a setup, everything that you have seen is a lie. That is fact. That is going to be proven. We need to show up in front of Congress, me and every other single Jan 6er who has been through this, to testify and show what we have. The evidence that I have seen is a vast conspiracy. This, again, is not conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. We can prove that Nancy Pelosi worked with the Pentagon, Milley. We've got Schumer. We have various members of Congress and Senate, some of which are still there. We have the FBI. We have various three-letter organizations. This is fact. I want people to know that I'm not suicidal, and I just got out of the doctors. I'm in great health. So if something happens to me, it was not natural. Okay, there is stuff that I know that I can present to Congress, to investigators, to prove everything that I'm saying. This was a setup. This whole thing is a lie.
Paul Goslin, come on in, Paul.
Coach, what are the chances that Trump is not part of a secret society? And what is the likelihood that he did not know about the January 6th was going to happen and just simply tell people to stay away from the Capitol? What is the chances of that, Coach?
Probably not very good, Paul. Probably not very good. Kevin.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Yes, sir. So let's see it all, right? Let's see it all. See, all these, think about how hard they've all fought against the exposing of truth. Well, think about it. Huh? Calling us conspiracy theorists, making fun of us. Oh, hang on real quick. Where is it? Pull up number two. Pull up number two real quickly. How about this one? Put this one in your pipe and smoke it. There's your vaccine schedule. Look at that, Paul. Huh? Look what it was in 1986. And look what it is today. Somebody's getting rich off you being sick. Huh? I'm going to say it again. Somebody's getting rich off you getting sick. And somebody said to me the other day, I thought it was profound. They said, can you name one disease the pharmaceutical companies cured?
Boom.
Can you name one, Paul? One disease the pharmaceutical companies cured. But don't worry about it. We got AI coming down the road, man. AI. They're going to cure cancer. They're going to do it all. The only problem is they're going to know everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you do. And oh, my, what a time to be alive. Huh? Listen. I'm not ignorant of his devices. See you tomorrow.